Sit down, settle in. This is the Rebel Room post-game edition. Ray Brewer, I'm Taylor Byrne. We just got back from the Thomas and Mack Center for the final regular season home game. UNLV 74, Wyoming 63, right at the number for what the spread was. Kind of ugly game early on, a lot of free throws both sides, but really this was about senior night, and it couldn't have gone any better for at least, you know, three of UNLV's four seniors. Career high 15 from Masamba, 14 from Kendall, and 9 assists from Oscar Belfield. And yet, Ray, you know, you wrote it. That may not even be the best thing that the Rebels take out of this game.
Well, first of all, congratulations. You've lived here about 3 months, and your first fact on our podcast breaking it down is the betting number. So clearly not that boy from Iowa anymore.
I'm working at it.
Okay, just use your player's card so you can get that free buffet.
I need to get one.
Okay, well, that's what it's all about. Yeah, I think for me, yeah, senior night was great. Awesome job by Bryce. Very confident after I profiled him. Oscar with the 9 assists. We've talked about how steady he is, you know, 109 straight starts. My man Kendall Wallace, who I said is due to he's still going to be able to hit that big shot.
Wait, when did you say this?
I said it before the game. You weren't there. But I really did. I was telling a few other folks in the media. I said, listen, Kendall Wallace is due to hit a game winner, or he is – listen, he's been hardly used all year. He's rested. He's ready to go. This is it.
In a theory,
he's got
yes.
two or three more games left. But for me, I think Mike Mosier getting back on track was the most important. Hit 2 big 3-pointers in the first half. Finished with, 17 points, 12 rebounds. After the 1 of 10 at Colorado State and 2 of 7 the two games before that, and UNLV just not being able to score in the second half of both those games. Remember, there was a time when Mike Mosier was like going to be a lottery pick, like in April or whenever the draft is, June. And now, at least he's back now. Yeah. And for me, that's what is most important because, okay, UNLV's 5-4 since February 1st. Clearly not that 16-2 team that started the year, Taylor. But the league tournament's on their home court. Their best player, Mike Mosier, is kind of getting his groove back, and everybody else kind of knows their role and is fitting in. Now, stand back. We can talk about later. But moving forward, not a bad spot to be in.
Yeah, it was a good story for guys like Kendall and Bryce. You know, Bryce didn't even know that he had a career high in points, and Kendall joked when he walked into the postgame area that they had changed things up a bit. This was his first postgame press conference of the season. You know, like you said, little used, not a whole lot of reason to get quotes from him afterward. So it's just kind of nice for him to be able to take it all in. And they did the jersey presentations on the court before the game.
Like the jerseys. Yeah. I like how they framed them.
Yeah, he rolled about a dozen deep with family and friends. And so that was just kind of a cool thing for him to be able to be the guy that charges up the crowd. Like you said, looking forward, conference tournament on their home court. We being me and a few other sports writers who were at the Colorado State game, were even saying, you know, UNLV very likely could win the next four, meaning that they would win tonight's game and then cut down the nets for the Mountain West tournament. And it doesn't really, you know, answer many questions. It doesn't solve what had been ailing them. And I think that's what I'm going to be interested to see in this next week is how, I guess, outsiders perceive them and how they even, if they get, you know, swagger's been a buzzword lately, see if they're kind of walking around with that. But honestly, you know, this team, the questions that remain, you can't answer them in Las Vegas.
I agree. And, you know, not to look too far ahead next week, but UNLV still has a great RPI. Mm-hmm. Okay, they've been ranked, 13 out of 17 weeks this year. Their RPI is in the top, I think, 12.
It was, I think, 11 a couple of days ago.
Okay, UNLV, if they run the table, win the Mountain West Conference Tournament, which won't be easy, okay, because they're going to have to go. They're the 3 seed. They play Wyoming Thursday, which, listen, Wyoming, UNLV beat them by 11, but Wyoming very talented.
All right, you're talking about me not being from Iowa anymore. Over under technical fouls in that game, 1.5. What are you taking?
They're definitely feisty toward each other, no doubt about it. I take the under. I think cooler heads will prevail. You get teed up, you get thrown out, you might miss a game at this stage of it. And
Wyoming's got nothing left to play for except, you know, to win the Mountain West tournament.
I'm telling you, Wyoming is better than this final indicated tonight. I mean, they were only down by 3 points. They're 10 to go.
They're a good team, but they lost their chance at the NCAA tournament in mid-February. So this conference tournament is their tournament, basically. This is their chance to get to the dance. And so they're going to be scrapping, clawing, whereas UNLV, you know, knows that it's in. This is about seeding. But on the home court, I think they're going to defend it. But that's what I'm saying. We saw a very physical game tonight that, like you said, was a little bit closer for much of the game than the 11-point margin indicated.
And I'll tell you, strange things happen in that first day of the tournament.
Oh, yeah?
Strange things. I mean, I've been to, say, 15 straight tournaments there or whatever it is. And, you know, it's, you know, Keith Van Horn having to hit a buzzer beater when Utah's the one and goes to the Final Four just to get past SMU in the first round of the WAC tournament in 98. I mean, just crazy things that you wouldn't expect end up happening in that tournament. And, you know, yeah, UNLV, it's a neutral court of the Thomas and Mack Center, and we won't learn much this week. But what's the difference? Let me ask you this. Maybe I'm not too bright. Okay, UNLV is awful away from home.
Yes.
Okay, no, there's no disputing that. Now, when they go to the NCAA tournament, they'll be away from home, but so will the other team. So it'll kind of be one of those neutral site gigs.
That's how they try and set it up, yes.
Okay, so aren't their problems done? Close the book? I mean, they don't have to play away from home. Okay, they stunk at New Mexico. They stuck at Fort
Collins.
Not
playing away from home and not playing on the road are two different things.
Yeah, yeah.
They are playing away from home. It is not technically on the road, but
they suck on the road. Away from home, they're all right. Orleans.
Orleans is not away from home.
What I'm saying is
it's in Las Vegas.
If they play whoever you want to play in the first round of the tournament, it's not going to be at that school's home gym.
I understand that.
So I don't think they got to worry about it. I think
Yes, you're crazy.
Wrong?
You're crazy.
Okay.
Now
why I'm wrong.
Well, first of all, to say that they don't have to worry about it at all is nuts because clearly there are major concerns about them outside of Las Vegas.
How much
it's just the road or neutral, it's still a concern. It's just what your level of worry is.
Okay, because I'm thinking
it should not be at zero, as you're suggesting.
I'm thinking, listen, altitude of the Mountain West Conference, tough flights. I mean, that was the worst travel team in the nation this year. Every flight was delayed. Every flight was delayed.
Somebody get this man
it
a violin.
Rocky, and now it's all over, baby. They're going to play like wherever, some on the beach against some other team
on the
from
beach?
Wherever.
I didn't know there was a beach in Albuquerque.
No, wherever they're going to go play.
Omaha.
Wherever it may be.
I hear it's very nice there.
It's going to be an equal neutral site. It's not like they're going to be, you know,
but
in
not
the pit
every team
with
struggles people away from their home like UNLV.
Okay, they're
does
awful away from home.
Yes.
I agree with you. I mean, you weren't here for football, but I had a good question. What was worse, UNLV football on the road last year or UNLV basketball on the road?
It would probably – well, that's probably not fair because at least basketball, when they were at home, was dominant. Like UNLV football, I only – like you said, I wasn't here, so I followed it sparingly. Pretty bad equally, right?
Well
– So it's not so much a venue question as the team. You know, whereas with UNLV basketball, it is clearly the venue that is the issue because they can just dominate teams in Las Vegas.
Okay, let me ask you this. Why does the UNLV basketball team always start the game strong? Always, in my opinion.
They don't. Oh, tonight they didn't start particularly
well. Oh, they
well
went 19-8, 6 minutes
okay,
into the
game.
Okay,
well, what are we saying start?
They're with, up big. They're, it seems like
four minutes into the game, it was 9-7, and it was an ugly
it was an
game.
Ugly, but next thing you know, it's 19-8. What I'm saying is that what happens there in the middle of the game where they just spurt out? Is it when they put in some of the twos, or is it complacency, or is it, you know, Wyoming? The one thing I know, I don't know, I'm not an X's and O guy, okay? I never pretend to be, but Wyoming.
Well, you are an ox.
They got back on D.
Yeah.
I mean, they're back on D. That made an effort to get back on D. If somebody puts the tape into that game, UNLV could be in trouble. Because in the half court, they don't got it, brother. They got to get out in transition.
Mm-hmm.
They got to hit some early shots to get some confidence. They must have these three players must play good every game. Belfield facilitating the team, Mosier getting the boards and knocking down some shots, and Stanbeck has to play good. If all three of those guys play good, they got a fighting chance, baby, against anybody.
I think if all three of those guys play well, that's a win. I think the most important then, if you're looking at it, is I agree with the first two, but I think you could just as easily put Anthony Marshall or Bryce Mesamba in at that third slot. Right?
No.
Yes.
Baby, listen.
Rice listen. Absolutely 100% says that this team is so much better when Bryce is on his game. And it doesn't.
Offense goes through him.
It doesn't even show up most of the time because he's just within the offense. He doesn't slow it down. They can go inside. He can find the guy on the perimeter. The ball doesn't stop with him. He can keep it moving. And that's, that's huge.
If I'm defensive.
And Marshall is the only guy who lately, especially on the road at the end of games, has been the one trying to take it over.
I know,
and trying
not
to
passing
it
at all. That's
trying.
His rep. The guy at the sports book told me today, the old man, that Marshall lost the game at Colorado State because he didn't pass.
Oh, is that right?
That's what he told me. No,
well, let me get that guy on the phone.
Here's the deal. Mesamba, I like him. No doubt about it. He facilitates the offense, but if I'm defending the UNLV running Rebels, I let him beat me. I'm not going to let 22 beat me.
It's easier. It's easier to guard Chase, though, because he's not going anywhere.
Bryce is only going to score 2 points every
three
trips down the
court. That's the point. It's not about keeping Bryce out of, from scoring. Scoring isn't what he does. It can be occasionally. He had a career high 15 tonight. That sometimes happens. He had 14 against Boise State. But Chase is just going to stand on the perimeter. He is so much easier
to
keep
in
check.
Well, throw in Hawkins. Keep Chase sitting next to Norman. No.
Well, I mean, Chase is – look, they would not be where they are without Chase Stanbeck.
No doubt about it.
Make sure that that's clear.
Leading scorer last year, had a great stretch this year, one of the top 20 scorers all time in program history.
Getting close to it, yeah.
He is the man.
But when you talk about an opponent scouting UNLV, it is easier for them – to check Chase than it is Bryce when he's on his game.
Listen, brother.
It is.
Bryce has been great this year, and I've been a supporter of Bryce Mesamba since day one. But he's been on his game a lot more this year than in years past.
Yeah, well, this is this year.
Well, I'm just saying that if Bryce Mesamba takes you to the promised land, it might be a short ride, okay? God bless him, I love him.
We're talking about the third and fourth options here.
Who's the first option?
Mosier.
Well, just tonight he became the first option.
He struggled a couple of games, but come on. The guy's got, I think it's now 15 double-doubles.
He's
first team all-conference.
There's no doubt. He's first team all-league.
He was player of the year until last week when Jamal Franklin took it from him.
Well, okay. You're right. Listen, I don't want to ruin the party. No doubt about it, baby. I think that UNLV, what they've done this year, is nothing short of fantastic. 25 wins. They're going into the... They're going into the league tournament.
Little computer issues.
I'm more than happy with where they're at right now. I predicted that they were going to get 30 wins. I didn't anticipate that they would struggle as much as they did on the road.
Oh, that's right. My first reaction to that statement was more correct than my adjusted one.
Yes.
I completely forgot about that.
Yes, but I did tell you that they were going to struggle away from home after they struggled at Boise and Air Force and survived. Yeah. What if they lost both those games, which they should have? And what if they lost the Santa Barbara game, which they should have?
You can say that, but it's also a lot of times that's 50-50. They had a chance to win the San Diego State game. They had a chance to win the Wyoming game.
They did.
You flip 2 for 2, and you're right where you are at 9-5. Third in the conference. They had more chances at a league title than they should have and just couldn't get it done on the road, and that's kind of what killed them. Going to finish a game back of New Mexico and San Diego State. San Diego State is your number one seed, back-to-back champs. Certainly not going to sit well with UNLV fans.
Love San Diego State.
Aztecs earned it. Steve Fisher, Coach of the Year.
Let me ask you this. Who's going to win the tournament?
UNLV.
Without a doubt.
That's well. Okay. There, it's a you know. Would you it's be kids playing a game? If I had to bet on it, UNLV.
If you had to bet on it, he's got the daily racing form in his back pocket. He's looking for a 24-hour sports book. Let me tell you this. I'm going to make a statement that you're going to find totally outlandish.
I believe that.
I think, I truly do, that Colorado State has a legit chance to win the league tournament.
I could see that.
Okay, I think that they match up real well with San Diego State.
Well, they're – oh, sorry, yes, they would play San Diego
in the semis.
Yes.
I really, really do. And then they'd be the hot team playing a UNLV team already in the tournament. And then CSU needs to get in. Now,
CSU, I hope, is already in. But if they got to the final, they would definitely be in because it would include a victory against New Mexico. But that would be something I'd like to see. Colorado State can be such a great team. Dorian Green was tremendous the other night.
The pride of Lawrence.
Yep, pride of Lawrence. Pierce Hordon was good.
I hate Lawrence. Okay. let me tell you this, though, in totally contradicting myself.
Okay.
That arena is
going to Colorado State will lose its first game.
No. That arena is going to be half people from New Mexico. There might be more New Mexico than UNLV people there.
You think?
I've been there.
I have no idea.
It'll be a ton of New Mexico people. It's going to be tough because BYU and Utah aren't in this year, and they get the local people to show up, so you don't know how it's going to be complicated.
The show travels.
The show's going to travel. Assume nobody will be there from Boise or Air Force or CSU.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
Would you make the travel if you were a Boise fan? No.
Well, I mean.
Well, I guess if you're going to Vegas, hang out for a
weekend. If I wanted to go bet the ponies with Taylor Byrne, I'd be there for sure.
I'll be there.
Well, let's wrap it up. Another Rebel Room post-game edition. Folks, I think we're going to be here like every night next week breaking down the team. Kendall Wallace, I couldn't have been happier. Season high 14 points. Loved in the second half, Taylor.
Great story.
How they got the ball in the offense, and every one of the 18-5 people in the arena want him to get the rock and shoot the three.
Yeah, which he did. And then did again from like NBA range with the heat check.
And he got fouled. Last year against CSU, or maybe 2 years against CSU, he had 2 4-point plays in the same game.
Just Kendall 4-point Wallace.
Yes. For Taylor Byrne, I'm Ray Brewer. We'll talk to you next week.